The biggest change is got to be because of technology. Absolutely. It starts right from the moment they have an idea to build a ship and how technology plays that part in building it, right down to how the ship is operated today and the technology that can happen to monitor the ship and monitor its health and monitor its well-being. It's got to be the technology. It's got to be, without a doubt, the biggest thing. It also has made a huge difference in the people going to sea and their ability to communicate and to be able to be in touch and stay in touch with what's happening in the world. One of the key things when I started going to sea was if the agent would come to the ship, he would always bring a local paper. And if the paper happened to be the European version of New York Times out of France or something, that's great, you know, because then you got some news from home and stuff like that. And people would always want to know what the scores are from their favorite ball teams. And he would always bring a Time magazine or Newsweek or one of the magazines. That's the way you stayed in touch with everything. But today, technology means that you got satellite TV out there and everything, so it's quite different than what it was then. So I think that's perhaps the biggest change that's affected all industry, not only the maritime industry, but all industry. And
do you think that has an effect on the sort of person who would be interested in going to sea? So if in the past it used to be that you had to be more socially isolated, whereas now you have more of an opportunity, some ships have internet that everyone on the ship can use. I know that's a small percentage.
Yeah.
But there is, it seems, greater ability to communicate. Satellite phones are cheaper.
Yeah, in one way it's good and in one way it isn't, because in the old days, after supper and after your evening meal on the ship, a lot of people would go on a fantail and they'd just sit around. And the old seamen would tell stories and teach the younger guys how to tie knots, and maybe they're making a hammock or they're sewing a sea bag and they're doing something like that there. So there was a lot of that camaraderie. Today, people eat, go to their cabin, turn their own VCR on and watch a movie or whatever they're going to do, and they don't interact like they used to. So to put that big family together on the ship was tough. One of the things that we always did on the tankers that I was on, we encouraged the entire crew to become one family, all working together. And if you did that, there were no dividing lines. Everybody participated, everybody would help the other guy. And we would have, once a week, we'd have a barbecue outside and everybody would eat and everybody would help. I mean, if somebody had a talent where they could cook something special, put them in a galley, let them cook for the whole crew. And that kind of thing, you'd encourage that. And we would when we started building the new ships were significantly different than the old ships. There was a lot of technology on them. So what we did is we made a Trivial Pursuit game. And the Trivial Pursuit game was questions about the ship. And it might be an engine room question, it could be a deck question, it could be a galley question, it could be a safety question, it could be a stability question, it could be a cargo question. But we had all these different topics. And within that, you could play Trivial Pursuit. And some of the things that you would do was you'd give as a bonus, you'd give a special rigging knife, or you'd give